local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
The only thing better than 2 hours of Pensacola Right Now on a Thursday is 3 hours of Pensacola Right Now on a Thursday. That's right. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on a Thursday on News Radio 92.3. We are informative. We are local. We are dependable. Austin and John here in the studio with you. 6:12. So we've got some time for, I'd say, our top three stories and perhaps just a moment, a lick of banter. And then we'll get into our first quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Starting off here, Donald Trump says that he has agreed to 3 debates in September against Vice President Kamala Harris. And Trump said the debates will be on Fox News, ABC, and NBC. However, Harris, we have since gotten word that she has agreed to the ABC one. Has she agreed to any others from what we know of?
I don't know yet.
Okay, yeah, we haven't seen anything. We could very easily not be paying attention, but we'll be sure to update it as soon as possible.
Well, I definitely know not Fox News yet.
Yeah, we do
they
have.
They would have splashed it.
Yes, we do have news on in here, and there has not been any confirmation that we've seen on their end. So I would assume that Harris has only officially agreed to the ABC one, but nonetheless, one's better than none, I suppose. The two tickets, of course, have been engaging in a back and forth over a debate agreement. So it's good to see that we're finding some common ground.
Well, the two astronauts who were supposed to just take an 8-day trip may be stranded until 2025 due to Boeing spaceship problems. NASA announced yesterday that there would be a further delay in Butch Wilmore, Sonny Williams' return home from the ISS. Issues with helium links and thruster failures, which are important, have forced the astronauts to remain aboard the ISS for more than 60 days. NASA said if tests show a return flight on the Starliner to be too risky, then the astronauts could be forced to wait and come back on SpaceX Crew Dragon in February. And they have Elon Musk's phone number.
Dude, I am telling you right now, I would be livid. And that's the thing. I mean, that's one reason why, like, I hold veterans in high regard. You know why? Very simple reason. Because I wouldn't be doing what they're doing. You wouldn't catch me doing military. Do I look like I'm out here on the camp training?
You really do.
Prepping?
Doing, I mean, I can see it.
Like, yeah, no chance, right? And that's the thing. It's like, I would hate to do what astronauts do. And especially when there is a mishap like this, I mean, they may, you know, they may be completely safe. Obviously, safety's big, but it's like, along with whatever dangers you could face, stuff like this, like being stranded there for months, is what we're learning.
I wouldn't mind that.
I would, and that's coming from a guy who likes his privacy. The estate of one of the victims of last year's OceanGate submarine implosion is suing the company for $50 million as part of a wrongful death lawsuit. Paul Henry Nargillet. And four others were killed when the sub imploded while on an expedition to the site of the Titanic. The lawsuit claims that there were serious issues with the sub and that it had a troubled past. Attorneys argue that a CEO, Stockton Rush, who also died in the mission, did not disclose key issues about the sub's condition. You know, I said that we'd be able to get through the top three stories in just a little bit of banter. It is exactly 6:15.
Well, look at you, predicting the future.
We're just on it today, man. All right, before we get into some local headlines, a first quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by WhatsApp. You can LOL and ROFL without the green bubbles. There's a way to share no matter what phone you use. WhatsApp, the place to safely send messages between different devices. You can message privately with everyone. All right, looking at the roads here, a lot of the issues we were dealing with have luckily died down. I-10's looking good for the most part. Same with Palafox Street with the intersection with Burgess Road. Let's see. The last major spot we were dealing with was Caroline Street. We do still have backups there. Caroline Street, that's Highway 90. If you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, it's the low 90s here. Well, actually, no. Wow, I just refreshed it. 89 degrees. Woo, brr. We are still in a heat advisory as we get into tonight. The low is going to be 77 with mostly clear skies. But don't enjoy that cool weather for long because tomorrow the high is going to be 95 with yet another heat advisory and the sun's going to be loud and proud. John, what do we got going on locally?
Local headlines, an Okaloosa County judge ruled that Escambia County ran afoul of the First Amendment, his quote, not mine, when it sued the Pensacola News Journal and others to seek the return of Commissioner Jeff Burgosh's leaked text messages. Okaloosa County Court Judge Jonathan Shuttler dismissed the county's lawsuit against the News Journal's parent company, Gannett, and two county residents, Jonathan Owens, who, well, shameless plug, will be on tomorrow morning with Andrew McKay at 6:35. We will have him on live. He's got some detailed insights on all of this.
I would hope so.
You know that Andrew will drill him on it. They found the lawsuit violated Florida's anti-SLAPP law, or AKA strategic lawsuit against public participation.
Yeah, I mean, that's huge. Because as I said, I mean, what? How long ago did they say it was? The Jeff Bergosh stuff happened several months ago. And I remember I probably wasn't doing this show for nearly as long as I have been now. And that was like a big talking point. So it's good to see a resolution that is pro the people, I would say. good to see a resolution coming from that there. Escambia County is exploring ways to pay for obtaining the retired passenger ship, the SS United States, and sinking it in the Gulf of Mexico as an artificial reef, just like they did a few years ago with the aircraft carrier Oriskany. Is that it? Oriskany?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Just wanted to make sure I said that right. There are two possible outcomes for the old ocean liner. You can sink it as a reef, or you can take it to the scrapyard. Last week, it seemed that the commissioners and the community supported the idea, but the board agreed to look at funding options before deciding if they want to pursue it.
$10 million to move it.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why they're looking in. Escambia County residents are hoping the Wedgewood Community Center reopens soon, as it has remained closed ever since it was the site of a mass shooting on July 28th. Two people were killed and five others injured near a pavilion outside the center, which has left its once full parking lot empty ever since. The center is currently under county management, where there's hopes to soon invest in security improvements. No date for the center's reopening has been set.
And more details have come out on the Perdido Key easement situation. So we've got six condo owners suing Escambia County over the public easement on their beachfront properties. The easement was discovered last year on the original land deeds back from the 1950s, which say that the U.S. government made the first 75 feet from the water public property. But the condo owners say that that portion of the beach is theirs, and they're taking the county to court as a result. Despite County Administrator Wes Moreno saying that the county has not yet been officially served, this is nonetheless a matter that it vows to fight.
Well, One Blood is back to business as usual after its ransomware attack happened July 29th. It posed quite a challenge for the nonprofit organization, though it was immediately proactive in its response, implementing alternative processes such as continuing to collect, test, process, and distribute blood to hospitals. One Blood's software system being up has them back at full capacity.
And the proposed hotel at Pensacola's Community Maritime Park will be a Reverb by Hard Rock Property. It would feature more than 125 hotel technology-enhanced rooms, a full-service restaurant, a rooftop bar, a lobby bar and lounge, quick-service restaurant, and fitness center. The design team includes Gensler and Kravitz Design, the global conceptual design firm helmed by music and style icon Lenny Kravitz. The proposal also includes an apartment complex and a retail center next to Blue Wahoo Stadium. Man, sign me up for that, and I don't even need to go to a hotel. I live here. That's awesome. All right. But as I said, you know, it's not just a hotel. We've got rooftop bar, lobby bar, lounge, all sorts of things. All righty, 6:20. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll hit you with some state headlines and national news. But, you know, we won't hit you too hard. We're kind here. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Santa Rosa Sheriff's Rodeo is Friday and Saturday night at the Santa Rosa Fairgrounds. Come out for all the rodeo fun. See srsostarfoundation.org for more info. A free back-to-school block party event will be held Saturday from 1 to 4 at Free Will Ministries on Michigan Avenue. Over 20 community partners will participate. See Free Will Ministries on Facebook for more. Submit your nonprofit event at newsradio923.com.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We continued our behind-the-scenes look at the USS McCool and what happens on the bridge, the back-and-forth between vice presidential candidates J.D. Vance and Tim Walz, the proposal to bring the big ship, the SS United States, to Escambia County and sink it off of the coast, and the $3 million Fish and Wildlife is willing to give toward that effort, plus the local head of the Associated Builders and Contractors Organization responds to a very misleading flyer in Santa Rosa politics. You can catch it all on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
My name is Rich Holsnick, and I'm a candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children, to protect their innocence, and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. We also need to retain good teachers. I'm a Naval Academy grad, a 28-year combat vet, and Desert Storm Task Group commander and pilot. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich in the August 20 primary.
Paid by Rich Holsnick, candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get a Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Mentioned like 2 hours ago that when we first covered the Lenny Kravitz thing in our local headlines, it was like, hey, we're going to be playing a Lenny Kravitz song. And I had forgotten just how far in advance I had set that up. So if you're still listening, thanks for joining. If you were waiting for the Kravitz song, you are quite a fan because you were waiting for a couple hours.
I was.
6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. And luckily, when I say quick, I mean it. There doesn't appear to be too much going on the roads here. Still have some backups on Caroline Street. That's Highway 90. If you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. But that is not nearly as bad as it was earlier. And everywhere else is looking just about as good as it's going to. As for the weather, it's 89 degrees in Pensacola. We still got that heat advisory going on. It's going to bleed into tonight. But then we're going to hit a low of 77, mostly clear skies. So it's going to be bearable. Tomorrow, though, we're going to be right back into the same old, high of 95 degrees and another heat advisory. So brace for that. Some state headlines here. Florida leaders warning communities about disaster-related scams as Debbie continues to impact the state. Attorney General Ashley Moody issued a consumer alert earlier today, asking residents to be cautious of price gouging and other schemes bad actors could use to try to take advantage of those affected by the storm. Moody says qualified contractors are usually in high demand and become booked for months. So, with some of the scams, including contractor fraud, That's obviously another big one to look out for. She's urging people to do their research and verify any licenses before accepting services from any businesses.
Well, the State Department of Commerce and Department of Transportation sent a letter to Port Canaveral leaders late last week saying they don't support current dock plans that appear to favor cruise terminals or the space industry. State says that if the project is not reversed, the port could lose millions of dollars in current and future investments. Port leaders are expected to take up the issue at a meeting later this month.
Speaking of ports, the city of Gulfport is recovering boats that were scattered across the beach when Debbie moved through the area earlier this week. Police and the U.S. Coast Guard have been assessing the damages, at least 13 vessels having been identified so far. Boaters are being urged to find a safe harbor or marine somewhere not along the bay because of the major recovery efforts required after these kinds of storms. The city is still trying to identify the owners of vessels in an effort to clean up the scene as quickly as possible.
Well, two men are facing charges in connection to a Sarasota murder last month. Sheriff's Office says 24-year-old DeMonte Tillery and 23-year-old Kareem McDowell were arrested late last week. Suspects are accused of shooting 47-year-old Edward Dukes Jr. to death on July 25th.
John, do you like pythons?
No.
Okay.
I'm just being completely honest.
Well, then you might want to plug your ears. We have more details on the 2024 Python Challenge, which will be kicking off in the Florida Everglades in just a matter of days. The 11th annual competition is designed to remove the invasive Burmese pythons from the state's ecosystem because, of course, they pose a threat to native wildlife. Participants must find and kill the snakes within one of the seven eligible areas in order for their entries to be accepted. Cash prizes will go out to contestants who catch the most and largest pythons. Nearly 200 of them were removed last year, and the challenge will begin on Friday and run through August 18th.
Sounds like fun. Maybe we could make a Netflix documentary out of it.
No, I'm good. I'll watch it.
I'll film it for you.
Okay, you can film it. Bobby can be the host. He can be the Bear Grylls because it seems
like
he's.
And you can be the bait.
Yeah. Okay. No, I'll be the fan watching from TV, saying, you know what, it was all right. That's what I'll do. I'll give my review on the show the following week.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll give you that seal of approval. All right, the Pinellas County School District facing a civil complaint over an incident involving a student 2 years ago. Several attorneys held a press conference earlier today to discuss the alleged rough handling of Manaya Sharif at Boca Sierra High School. The student's family claims that police pushed the child against the wall and put her in handcuffs. Meanwhile, law enforcement says the injuries and student sustained, says the injuries that the student sustained were from her resisting the resource officer. The police report claims that the situation stemmed from Sharif trying to fight another student in class. Yeah, I want to say I remember this being a pretty big story. And if
my son's true, there's cameras everywhere. Everybody's recording fights.
For sure.
Everybody's recording. There's got to be a video somewhere.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, I think they do have video. If this is the story I'm thinking of, mm-hmm. I remember there was a whole thing a while back that I think has happened since this where like a cop grabbed a student and it was another female and he threw her on the ground. Like he like body slammed her and she like broke her arm or something. And people were like, okay, that's not necessary. But it was once again a fight caught on camera and they argued, I think the whole thing about resisting arrest or whatever. So this, I want to say I remember this. But yeah, I mean, I'm sure they have footage of it and it's just a bickering as far as, okay, well, what led up to this and was it justified? If they're trying to break up the matter with civility and you're physically fighting off or whatever, they try to physically separate you, you're still fighting. The way it's described here sounds pretty tame. Pushed a child up against the wall and put her in handcuffs. If you just slammed her up against the wall, it's like, yeah, that can cause some serious damage. But if they just apprehended you, pushed you up and handcuffed you forcefully, it's like, well,
we'll demonstrate that during the break.
Yeah, sure. We'll put a camera up in here and we'll put it on our Facebook feed. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Our Fox News break coming up now.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Donald Trump holding a news conference today at Mar-a-Lago, taking questions for over an hour. Fox's Aisha Hosni is there.
Trump taking questions for more than an hour today at Mar-a-Lago, calling out Harris for not taking any questions for 18 days.
She can't do an interview. She's barely competent.
But Kamala Harris did take reporters' questions today in Michigan for the first time since declaring her candidacy. Before boarding Air Force Two, the vice president defending her running mate Tim Walz against questions about his service in the Minnesota National Guard.
I praise anyone who has presented themselves to serve our country. And I think that we all should.
Walz served for 24 years before retiring and running for Congress in 2005, but Republican critics say he did so right before his unit was deployed to Iraq. America is listening to Fox News.
Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits last week sank to 233,000, retreating from a one-year high, and that's a sign the labor market is still in good shape despite a poor July jobs report. New claims fell by 17,000 in the week ending August 3rd, marking a one-month low. On Wall Street, stocks grew today as a result of those new low claims being reported. The Dow gained 683 points, the S&P 500 was up 119, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ grew by 464 points. Shares of Howard Hughes Holdings rose today on the news it received a buyout offer for the $3 billion real estate company from billionaire Bill Ackman's Pershing Square. The Texas-based company says Pershing Square's proposed taking the company private by buying the roughly 62.5% of its stock that it doesn't already have. U.S. oil futures for September under $76 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Drake May will make his Patriots debut tonight in the preseason, but the expectation is that May will start the regular season on the bench. The Patriots recently were willing to offer Brandon Ayuk a contract worth $32 million a year, but the wide receiver had no interest in joining New England. The Pats used to be in the NFL penthouse, but now they reside in the outhouse. And the only way that New England can quickly become an attractive destination again is if Drake May is all that and then some whenever he gets his chance to start. I'm Zach Gelb.
At Vanguard, you're more than just an investor, you're an owner. So whether you're planning for retirement or trying to save up for your next big adventure, Vanguard will work alongside you to set personalized investment goals. That's the value of ownership. All investing is subject to risk. Vanguard is owned by its funds, which are owned by Vanguard's fund shareholder clients. Vanguard Marketing Corporation, distributor.
You've got to watch your NFL team every Sunday, and Verizon's got you covered for all your team's out-of-market games every Sunday afternoon.
Come on!
From kickoff to sign-off, from first downs and touchdowns,
oh yeah,
to turnovers,
no,
and overturned plays.
After review, the pass was incomplete.
Nice!
Let's go!
This season, win every Sunday with Verizon. Get a great deal on NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV, and a new phone. Excludes digital-only games. Terms and embargoes apply.
Re-elect Vicki Campbell, ECUA Board District 1, because what Vicki promises, she delivers. Vicki promised recycling. Recycling has continued. While others are ceasing, she is determined to continue. Vicki promised improved technology. You now have a Recycle Coach app where you can report a missed pickup, order a bulk waste pickup, or track water usage all on your smartphone. Vicki is working for you. On August 20th, renew, recycle, and re-elect Vicki Campbell, ECUA District 1.
I'm Vicki Campbell, and I approve this message.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Orr's and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hello, I'm Rhett Rowell, a lifelong Santa Rosa County resident, and I'm a candidate for Santa Rosa County Commission, District 3. I'm running because Santa Rosa has real problems affecting you every day, including traffic congestion and improper drainage. We can do better. Santa Rosa County needs a unifier, and I am that voice. I would be humbled to receive your vote. From sand to soil across our great county, I will be your common sense conservative commissioner that you will be proud of. Please visit RhettRowell.com to learn more.
Paid for and approved by Rhett Rowell, Santa Rosa County Commission.
Markley Van Camp and Robbins.
Oh, this news cycle is something, huh?
Dude, there's something new every single day.
Wow, and today, you know, expecting to talk more about this Secret Service director, how yeah. she needs to go, and all of a sudden...
You're fired, bum!
Well, she resigned.
Yeah, she resigned. Kimberly Cheadle, the now former head of the Secret Service, is stepping down. After
Markley Van Camp and Robbins, weekdays 11 till 2, before Guy Benson. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependent.
Your construction smells of corruption. I manipulate to recreate. I said hallelujah.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Hopefully I won't be speaking for too long on the matter. We've had some pretty smooth sailing roads so far. If you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton, we still have some backups there, but they are very minor. Outside of that, there doesn't appear to be much of anything holding you up on the roads at this time. As for the weather, it's 89 degrees in Pensacola. We do still have that heat advisory lingering around for just a little bit longer. I think it's supposed to last until about 7. Outside of that, it's going to be a low of 77 tonight with mostly clear skies. And then tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 95, and you're going to be tossed right back into another heat advisory. So starting to develop a rhythm here. Let's see. Getting into some national headlines, and speaking of poor weather, heavy rain and tornadoes are hitting North Carolina as Tropical Storm Debbie continues to hammer the east. According to the National Hurricane Center, the storm has headed north from South Carolina, with both states having been expected to take the heaviest blows upon her making a second landfall. There have been several confirmed tornadoes from the storm, with three happening in North Carolina, along with flooding in multiple states.
Donald Trump says he'd rather be running against VP Kamala Harris than President Biden. At a press event from his Mar-a-Lago home in Palm Beach, Florida, Trump criticized Harris's record on crime and other issues. This is his first public appearance since Harris became the nominee and selected Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as a running mate.
And during an interview with Fox News, Trump had even more to say on the matter, saying that VP Harris didn't pick Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro as her running mate because he's Jewish. He went on to say that the Harris campaign thought picking Shapiro would offend others. The Harris campaign has denied Trump's allegations, and Shapiro has said that he expressed reservations to the campaign about leaving his job as governor. I will say, and this is what I mentioned the other day, a big talk is Tim Walz's stance on Israel-Hamas. Mm-hmm. The Democratic Party has been very split on that. I do think this could be something that is like, okay, if Tim Walz has a more liberal or further left take on that, then that may have been a selling point. I will say that much. But that was a bit rough around the edges, Donald, to say she didn't pick him because he's Jewish. I don't know if I'd go quite that blunt with it.
Well, hundreds and thousands of residents across Northeast Ohio are still without power after damaging storms and tornadoes hit the state. With almost 260,000 people still in the dark, electric company First Energy is describing the outages as historic and says more than 2,500 crews are coming from other states to help restore power.
Mm. And the NYPD is investigating after the Brooklyn home of a top Columbia University official was vandalized and targeted with insects. Police believe that pro-Palestinian protesters splattered the paint on the Brooklyn Heights building where Columbia Chief Operating Officer Cass Holloway lives early Thursday and released live crickets into the lobby, calling them a present. Glass was also broken and inverted red triangles, which is a symbol that Hamas uses to target enemies, were scrawled on the building. Let's see, 6:40 here, getting a look at some sports headlines here. Just a very quick medal debate. We're up by like 30 total medals against China, and we've got a one gold medal lead. So narrow edges in gold, but you know what? It's okay. America's number one, and until that changes, USA. Woo! Alrighty. Some other Olympic headliners here. Swimmer Katie Ledecky and rower Nick Mead will be the U.S. flag bearers at the Paris Olympics closing ceremony. Ledecky became the most decorated female U.S. Olympian of all time at these summer games. Meanwhile, Meade helped the men's rowing team win their first gold medal in 64 years. He's the first rower to ever be given the honor of being a flag bearer. The closing ceremony will be held Sunday.
And Team USA is adding more track medals to its tally after the men's 200-meter race. In his signature event, Noah Lyles, who actually had COVID during the event, took the bronze after winning the 100-meter race on Sunday. He was aiming to just be the 10th runner ever to win both events at the same Olympics. Meanwhile, Lyles' teammate, Kenny Bednarik, won the silver. Come on.
Bednarik.
Right. Tomato, tomato.
Yes. Yes, and we're Italian now on Pensacola right now. The U.S. men's basketball team had a close
call.
Spoiler
alert. Spoiler alert.
Yes. Well, I kind of already spoiled it because I said we had a close call. So to have a close call means you closely evaded something.
Well, there goes my DVR board.
Yeah, whatever. Hey, tomato, tomato, as tomato. They say. U.S. men's basketball had a close call against Serbia today, having to climb back from a 17-point deficit to win 95-91. So a close call, yes, but the U.S. will nonetheless now face France for the gold. So give them hell, boys. Alrighty. Outside of the Olympics here, we got the CrossFit Games. Very upsetting headline here. The CrossFit Games just got started today in North Texas. Came to a stop, though, due to an athlete drowning during a running and swimming event. He's since been identified as 28-year-old Lazar Dukic of Serbia. He drowned early this morning after going underwater and never coming up, with one social media post claiming that the tragedy happened near the finish line. More details regarding the circumstances are being pursued.
And there's actually a video of him. Yeah,
that's the thing. I think it was crazy. It may have been that post that was saying it happened near the finish line. Mm-hmm. That may have posted the video. Yeah, just very upsetting headline there.
Well, two NFL preseason games are on tonight. Starters aren't playing, but it's still football. They're both started at 6 o'clock tonight. The Panthers at the Patriots, Lions at Giants. And do you have score updates?
I do.
I mean, like it matters, but.
Well, the Panthers, hey, people are sitting on the edge of their seats right now.
They should be.
The Panthers and Patriots game, that's on the NFL Network, if you do have that. With a minute 11 left in the first quarter, the Panthers have the ball tied at zero. Meanwhile, the Giants have the ball in their game against the Lions, but they're losing 3-0. So Detroit up early here with about 2 minutes left in that first quarter. So about as thrilling as you'd expect them to be that early in the game. But, you know, nonetheless.
Well, you got players that are playing for their livelihoods.
Yeah, I mean, and that is one thing that makes
candidates.
You know, people talk about these games don't matter, and it's like competitively they don't. But when it comes to the players that are on the field, yeah, they're playing for a roster spot.
That's their whole lives.
They're playing to up themselves on the depth chart. Maybe they're playing to do stuff like this to make an impact and to prove, hey, I can stick around. Speaking of players who won't be sticking around, though, quarterback Nick Foles is retiring from the league. You probably best remember him as being the MVP quarterback in Super Bowl 52 with the Philadelphia Eagles, who took
down. Was that the Philly special?
Yes, Philly special. Yeah, and see, that's the thing. If you remember that, yeah, he because he caught the Philly special. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he was the receiver on the Philly special, but he's a quarterback. You get the idea. It was a trick play, hence it being called special. Anyway, whatever. Thing is, he played with the Eagles for Super Bowl 52 and beat the beat Tom Brady and the Patriots. Stop laughing over there. It's giving me the giggles. Anyway, he took over that season late for Carson Wentz. So that's what made it such an odd-defined season and so special. That was not a pun with the Philly special thing. It was just special year. Other teams that he played for, though, include the St. Louis Rams. Yes, I said St. Louis Rams, old school. Kansas City Chiefs, Jacksonville Jaguars, the Chicago Bears, and the Indianapolis Colts. So a bit of a journeyman, but nonetheless had a great career.
And the dome is still there in St. Louis. I drove past it about a month ago.
Really?
It's still there.
Yeah, man. I personally, and this could just be because I liked the color scheme better, and it could be because, you know, this is just what I was familiar with when I was younger, but I prefer the St. Louis Rams. I know they've had success. They sucked in their final years in St. Louis. And I know that they've had great success since returning to L.A. But St. Louis Rams, I really liked the navy blue with the gold. I really liked that look.
That color scheme works for you.
Yeah. That's what I'm wearing right now. I've got the face paint and everything. In the MLB, the Chicago White Sox are parting ways with manager Pedro Grifol. This comes after the team suffered a historic 21-game losing streak before finally winning a game on Tuesday. The team is currently an MLB worst, 28-89 this season. You know what I'm going to do? I was going to look up some MLB scores, just And I'll keep it quick.
Well, I can give you the Cincinnati-Miami Marlins score. It's 3-3 the top of the sixth.
I see that. And that's on ESPN Plus
well,
if you have
on
that.
My phone, too. I mean, just...
Yes, I know. Thanks for sharing.
Just sharing.
A very eventful first inning for the Rays. They're losing to the Cardinals 3-2, though. I wanted to see if the White Sox had played today. They did not. I was about to say, like, let's see if they hit that beautiful 90th loss of the year, but they have not, luckily. But I'm sure it's coming. Just past 6:45 here, very quick check of the roads and weather. We had some issues on Caroline Street. That's Highway 90 if you were traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. But those issues have seemingly cleared out. However, we do have some problems on Highway 90 still if you're traveling eastbound coming from Avalon Boulevard and approaching Glover Lane. So hopefully that won't hold you up for too long. As for the weather, it's just a bit more of the same. 89 degrees in Pensacola. I've got a heat advisory still in effect, but it should cease at around 7 o'clock this evening. And tonight it's going to be a low of 77, but tomorrow it's going to be a high of 95. Beautiful day, but very hot with another heat advisory. Looking at some health, business, and science notes here, Wall Street closing with stocks sharply higher. This comes after new labor market numbers gave investors a boost in confidence towards the economy. The latest weekly unemployment claims came in at 233,000. That was against projections of 240. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 683 points to 39,446. The S&P 500 rose by 119 points to 5,319. And the NASDAQ gained 464 points to 16,660.
Well, mortgage rates are down. Good news. 30-year fixed rate mortgage averaged less than 6.5% this week, according to Freddie Mac. That's down since last week's 6.73%. It's also the lowest since May of 2023. But the bad news is, it comes as home prices remain sky high nationwide.
Well, and to keep with some decent health, business, and science stats for you here, fewer Americans are seeking first-time unemployment benefits from the government. So we just now said in the Wall Street story, the claims came in at 233,000. That was against projections of 240,000. That's a drop of 17K from the previous week's revised total. And, I mean, you know, hey, we've got mortgage rates down and we've got less people filing for unemployment. That's good. I'm all for
it's
that.
A positive sign in the right direction.
Yes. And the Wall Street, we just now said the stocks are booming. So, hey, look at us.
Yeehaw.
We're firing on all cylinders here. Unless you're at Costco, ain't that right, John?
That's right. Well, Costco is cracking down on membership sharing like you, Austin, do. Now the wholesale retailer is introducing membership scanning devices to be used at the entrance door. Members will need to scan their card so employees can match the photo up with you. For those who have cards without photos like you, Costco says it needs to come with a valid photo ID and not fake, but encourages them to get their photo taken at the membership counter.
Yeah, I love how I just have my name tied to all these crimes.
I mean, you know, the shoe fits. I'm just saying.
Okay, well, it doesn't. That's what I'm saying. The shoe does not fit.
Like we, yeah, okay.
Okay. Well.
Hulu, Disney Plus.
Yeah, I stole Netflix. Them from John, everybody. I was sharing all his memberships. Nearly a quarter of intimate partner murder suicides are apparently committed by someone banned from owning a gun. That's according to a 43-person focus group analysis by the advocacy group Every Town for Gun Safety. Its report said that reasons they were prohibited from owning a firearm included domestic violence restraining orders, felony convictions, misdemeanor domestic violence crime, or mental health issues. The report also said that children witnessed the incident in 43% of those reported and were killed in 16%.
And the stat that blows me away is the 43% of
the whole
children
kids thing,
that
yeah.
witnessed the incident.
Yeah, it's just, it's...
That blows me away. I never really thought about that.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, obviously it happens, you know, but and there's no silver lining when someone gets killed in a domestic violence incident. But for the kid to see it, I mean, that's terrible.
Yes, for real. California's catastrophic wildfires are putting birds and their habitats in danger. Researchers say their biggest fire-related risk for birds is smoke because of their sensitive respiratory systems. Birds that were near or in wildfire smoke have decreases in body mass, which researchers believe is likely from the smoke preventing them from scavenging or hunting for food. Studies have also shown that smoke can delay or disrupt migration patterns.
I mean, it makes sense to me. First of all, I don't think we have to describe why smoke is threatening to a delicate respiratory system. I mean, I think we're all in agreement on that being a problem. But also, I mean, just talking about the smoke preventing them from scavenging or hunting or from, you know, having an inadequate migration pattern. I mean, Yeah, smoke means you can't see. When smoke's thick enough and all that, and especially if it's a fire still burning, in a lot of cases, I mean, the smoke is darker. So, yeah, I mean, it's just very unfortunate situation there. Hate to have killed the vibe like that. Luckily, it's 6:51. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we've got some more uplifting stories in nature and some lighter-hearted stuff, just some pop culture notes for you and some wacky and weird stories as well. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, neighbors. I'm Colton Wright, your current Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. Thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Public safety has always been my first priority, and I've made sure our sheriff's deputies have the pay and equipment they deserve. I've worked hard to improve our roads and infrastructure, improve our parks, supported Whiting Field, and I brought new jobs to our area. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships that benefit all of Santa Rosa County. Please re-elect me, Colton Wright, on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Colton Wright for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 5.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Conservative Republican Walker Wilson, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership. Wilson is a fiscal conservative who will cut taxes to give hardworking families and seniors on fixed incomes relief from rising prices and make life more affordable. Wilson will invest in infrastructure projects to ease traffic congestion and upgrade our aging stormwater systems to protect our neighborhoods from flood risks. Walker Wilson will fully fund the Sheriff's Department to keep us safe, work to give the sheriff the power to enforce our immigration laws, and push to recover the millions of taxpayer dollars spent on benefits to illegal aliens. Walker Wilson has deep roots here and shares our North Florida small town conservative values. Vote for conservative Republican Walker Wilson for Escambia County Commission, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership.
Paid by Walker Wilson, Republican for Escambia County Commissioner.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Let's see. Just a little bit over a minute before 6:55, but we'll tackle traffic and weather now just to, because we do have several stories to touch on. Let's see. There's not too much holding you up on the roads at this time from what I can see. We had some backups on Caroline Street if you were traveling eastbound towards Glover Lane, but those have seemingly cleared out. As for the weather, it's 89 degrees in Pensacola. Heat advisory should be ending in just under 10 minutes. And we're going to have a low of 77 tonight. But tomorrow, don't worry, the heat advisory will be right back to comfort you with a high of 95 degrees. My goodness, just a daily routine. All right, let's see. Looking at some pop culture notes here to hopefully lift my spirits. The film adaptation of Colleen Hoover's It Ends With Us is expected to get off to a good start at the box office, being projected to make between $25 and $35 million in its first weekend. Meanwhile, Deadpool and Wolverine will take first again with an expected $47 to $50 million in its third outing. And elsewhere, the film adaptation of the video game Borderlands is projected to make between $12 and $16 million in its debut, along with Neon's horror film Cuckoo, starring Hunter Schafer, expected to make $3 million in its first weekend.
Based on the story of Austin.
Yes.
Steve Martin is ending the speculation over whether he'll return to Saturday Night Live to play Democratic VP candidate Tim Walz. While confirming that SNL offered him the role, he stressed that he's a firm no on the idea. Funny Man told show creator and producer Lorne Michaels that he's not an impressionist and that SNL really needs someone who can nail Tim Walz. Martin claims he was picked because they kind of look alike with the gray hair and the glasses. Okay, I can see that.
There are so many people that match that description.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Martin hosted SNL 15 times. Former cast member Maya Rudolph is returning to reprise her role as Kamala Harris.
Yeah. You know, someone that I think they should get for, like, Trump, mm-hmm. like, because obviously Trump's going to be you know, they've had some good impressionists that have done him, but that Shane Gillis, do you know who that is?
Mm-hmm.
He recently, it's a thing called Kill Tony. It's like a comedy show. He recently, I think it was on that, he made an appearance dressed as Trump. He's got the mannerisms and the voice down pat. And when he's done up, I mean, he can look like him. Really, anybody can with enough cosmetics. The thing is, it's like, they recently, you know, had him on the show to host and stuff, and he had a questionable showing. Mm-hmm. It seemed like his opening monologue wasn't universally well received. I will say though, that would give him an opportunity to come on and really make a splash. Because even whether you love Trump or hate him, you got to admit Shane Gillis nails that. But yeah, I mean Steve Martin, you know, you got to appreciate he's been in this field for so long and he knows his stuff. So for him to say, hey, listen, I don't think I'd be the best guy for the role, you got to appreciate that awareness and modesty. Michelle Pfeiffer is set to lead a Yellowstone sequel series. The show will be called Madison. It's described as a study of grief and human connection that follows a family from New York City and central Montana's Madison River Valley. The final season of Yellowstone, though, debuts on November 10th.
That's right. Also, kind of crazy stories. A Brooklyn man who bought a political website name in 2020, hoping to make a profit, has just cashed in on that investment. That's right. 36-year-old trademark attorney and domain name speculator Jeremy Green Eche bought the domain name HarrisWalls.com for $8.99 4 years ago after Kamala Harris was selected as President Joe Biden's running mate. He also announced this week that he accepted $15,000 to part ways with it. Not a bad payday. And it's the first time he's made a big profit on a political trademark. He bought ClintonCain.com in 2011 and sold it in 2016 for $15,000.
Gosh, my goodness. I mean, you know, obviously I remember a lot about the Trump-Clinton stuff back in 2016. But I never thought, or I never remembered, excuse me, that her running mate was Tim Kaine. I completely forgot about that. I was asking in hour one, what was Kaine's first name? Someone texted it, and I did look it up for confirmation. It was Tim Kaine, so thank you to that individual. I thanked him personally on our text line, but nonetheless, thanks again if you're still listening. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if there's any legal repercussions that or legal action that could be taken to prevent that from happening in the future. Mm-hmm. I will say, they're going to get tired of paying that guy or people in his position real quick because apparently there's an occupation for it. Domain name speculator.
That's right. He's cashing on it. It's America.
Yeah, there's a lot of money in that. The business is booming. Alrighty, a quick good news story for you here. And luckily it's about nature, but not about birds getting lung cancer. New giant pandas are ready for their public debut in California. Yun Xuan and Xing Bao arrived at the San Diego Zoo from China just about 6 weeks ago. Tomorrow marks the first time the public can see them. Caretakers say that the 5-year-old male, Yun Xuan, is curious, a bit shy, while 4-year-old Xing Bao is more chill. San Diego's two pandas are the first to enter the U.S. in over 2 decades. So, of course, a landmark transaction there.
Legal immigrants?
I would hope so.
Okay, good.
We would be setting a very poor example and graduating to a whole new level of diplomatic concern.
That's what I was worried about.
Yeah, if these two were smuggled in any way. But nonetheless, pandas, very cute. I saw them on like Good Morning America this morning. I mean, it's hard to make a panda not have charisma. So, obviously, a very wholesome story to end there. You've been listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. I'm Austin, joined by John. John, thanks for joining us. You weren't originally expected to today, but I would say we have Bobby Rossi tomorrow. Don't hold me to it. We'll see what goes on. But until then, we'll see you tomorrow.